Booze was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is January the 21st. It's Tuesday, my friends. It's 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And my day just started off, how you always should start your day off with a chuckle. Well, watching Bob, somehow wind his headphones around the telephone cord and try to fix them with 10, 9, 8, 7 coming on. It was just, absolutely, it started my day off good. Thanks a lot there, Bad Bob. I suppose.
Glad I could be of help.
Well, at the same time, making sure the stream was running, making sure the temperature was up, making sure that everything was where it was supposed to be and your phone calls were made. I thought that adding that little extra bit of multitasking was just perfect this morning. But speaking of perfect this morning, let's talk to our Wells Fargo advisors because they're perfect. Kathy Lathrop Cummings, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. At this time, the markets are positive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 20 points at 16,479. The S&P 500 is up 9 at 1848. And the NASDAQ is up 26 at 4224. Active stocks this morning include BlackBerry, which is up 60 cents at $9.68, and Bank of America up 11 cents at $17.12. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 23 cents at $27.89, and Pepsi is up 49 cents at $82.69. In the bond market, we find higher prices this morning for the 30-year Treasury bond yield, bringing that down to 3.74%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 64 cents at $95.23. Gold is down $12.40 at $1,239.50. And silver is down 47 cents at $19.82. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:05, 8:05, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You know what? You're trying to find out what's the best investments to make. Who should we, what stocks should we be looking at? What about my investments? Well, give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561, our Wells Fargo Advisors. Great people there. And, they give very, very good advice. Okay. What's our weather look like there today, Bad Bob?
Sunny, a high near 75, mostly clear tonight, low around 42. Sunny tomorrow, a high near 77. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, and I'm going to double-check that phone number. Our customers are warm friends. I didn't have the site. I think that's the number, but I'm going to double-check it.
Well, we're just starting off real good here, but it is. It's good. It's going to be a great day. Brian Daly's going to be with us at 8:00. We got a couple of, we got a business in here today and we have some, fundraising going on and plus a number of little things that I will talk about in between. So we're going to take a quick break and, when we're going to come back, we're going to talk about a fundraiser we have, right out here to help one of the schools.
And I'm proud to say I did have the phone number right, 365-3793.
Hey, our customers are warm friends. All right. We'll be, right back and I haven't even discussed the weather. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many times I can talk about weather, but, this is, I'm reading a book called, Cannibal, it's about water and water rights and the states and the amount of water we pump and how much do we really have left. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot one's on assignment this morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. The baristas there in the, Espresso Joes are gonna fit, you know, lattes, cappuccinos, you name it, they have it. 31 degrees out there. You might need some coffee this morning to warm your little hands, especially you motorcycle riders. And then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Martin Luther King birthday celebrated throughout the nation, including right here in Redding. Over 125 people gathered at the county courthouse for remembrance and of commemoration of his birthday, and then marched to the Martin Luther King Center. It was well attended. People from all over the country celebrated his birthday yesterday. It was a holiday. Today we have with us the principal. I'm sorry, the assistant principal of Foothill High School, Sean Anstein. And we were just talking a little bit about your basketball team here. They all seem to be doing pretty good. I think I just saw, is that their number one? Is that number one in our area up here?
Yeah, they're doing real good this year. We won a tournament, and, you know, we played this week and won a couple games. So we're happy with them. They're doing real well right now.
Just ignore all the movement around you here. We're okay. It's got people coming in and out. Let's close all the doors here, guys. And there we go. You're here, though, to talk about a fundraiser y'all are having.
Right. This coming Saturday at 6 o'clock out at Mercy Oaks, we're going to be having a crab feed. It's a fundraiser to help athletic programs out out at Foothill High School to raise money to pay for different uniforms or equipment that we need. It also will pay for tournaments that the students are going to. So it should be a good time. We have some of our local wineries that will be there, and R&R Meats is providing the crab for us. Right now we're looking at about 300, 350 people should be there. So
okay, now the R&R Crab's had great crab this year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, outstanding crab this year.
Yeah, the quality's really good. The fishermen haven't been doing too good because it's kind of a down season for them.
Oh, really?
But the quality's actually way up. But it's one of the cycles you go through.
Okay. Well, you know, I thought then with the way it looked and all the you know, because the season last year was late.
Right.
But this year looks like, you know, it was here and they had, you know, all, like you said, the quality was great. I didn't realize that the catch was down though.
Yeah, the catch is down. I actually was crabbing at Christmas time. I have a boat and 11 pots, so I go out and drop pots, and I was amazed the lack of, you know, we're averaging like 1.5 crabs per pot, and it should be, you know, 3 to 10 crabs per pot. And so it was down, but we still got a few. So, you know, we're looking forward to this. We, you know, glad to support some of our local fishermen as well.
Running crab pots. I ran crab pots on the East Coast with the blue crab for a man once who had been injured. So he asked me to run his, he had 50 pots and asked me to run his pots for like 3 days. And as far as I was concerned, you can never charge too much for blue crab. I'm not sure about the other kind, but for blue crab, I mean, I was overwhelmed by that because it was a good season and I had the whole boat, you know, it was just a dinghy filled with blue crab.
Right.
And just running everywhere, which, well, I wasn't supposed to do, but you know what?
I talked to the CJ over at R&R Meats yesterday, and he said that right now they're not even able to get any out of Eureka. They're having to go all the way down to San Francisco.
Oh, my gosh.
And get a co-op down there that's providing it for them. So I was running out of Fort Bragg, and Fort Bragg was still kind of sketchy, and you usually do pretty good out of there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, but the big thing here is this Saturday we're having you're having a big crab feed. So, so the days of the crab feeds are not over yet. You can still get one more in there. Is this an all you can eat?
Yeah, this is all you can eat. We're, you know, providing as much as we can, and we want everybody to have a good time. We're still looking for auction items. We're doing a live auction, silent auction. There'll be wine auctions, dessert auctions.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we've invited the local wineries to be there. Reading Distributing will be there as well.
Now, all the proceeds are going to go back into the athletic teams and athletic programs here.
Correct. All the money goes back to finance. If the students are going on tournaments or if they're staying the night, you know, down in Sacramento for games or whatnot. So it goes right back to the students.
Okay. Sean, how do people get a hold of you? How do they get tickets for this?
You could call Foothill High School. The number is 547-1700 and just ask for Julie or myself, and we can set a couple tickets to the side, and if you want to swing by the high school and pick them up.
So then are people just calling in with reservations, or do they how many advance tickets? You want to sell them in advance,
yeah,
obviously.
We've been selling them in advance. A lot of our students have gone out and sold tickets. The coaches have gone out and sold tickets. You could actually buy a table. I have a couple tables left, like corporate tables, if they want to buy a table and sit together.
Now, so, how much are the tickets then?
The tickets are $45 each.
And the corporate tables are?
Corporate tables are, typically it'll be 8 people at a table, it'll be $360.
Okay. So, well, 45 bucks piece and just go into a good cause and get all the crab you can eat. Yeah. What else do you get besides crab?
We'll also be serving Caesar salad, chowder, rolls, and then water, Pepsi.
Okay. Like. All right. So it's going to be a non-alcoholic event?
No.
Oh, no.
There will be the wineries. There will be
the wineries.
Distributing
okay,
there.
That's right. You said that's the wineries there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah, I can't imagine eating crab without, you know, a beer or something. Okay. Sean Anstein, who is the assistant principal of Foothill, has been our guest. And we're talking about the all-you-can-eat crab feed. It's going to be this Saturday. And you can get tickets by calling 547-1700. Get your tickets, and it sounds like it's going to be a good time. All the proceeds are going to go back into Foothill High School's athletic program.
Correct. And it is at Mercy Oaks.
And it's at Mercy Oaks. Okay, sounds great. Thanks a lot. And good luck in your basketball season. I know you're all doing well right now.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15th, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 27th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, North Valley Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, KIXE-TV, and this radio station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond. Hey, it's a good morning here. 7:20 and 25 in the morning. 31 degrees out there. I hope you're having a good day. We're having a good day. We're, just, you know, Foothill is having a great year in basketball so far. And they're, looks like they're going to, looks like this big, big feed they're having is going to be, have all that money go back into the athletic teams, which is great. I was just down at Adamson's, Peak Performance Gym, their brand new gym out there. And I can tell you what a great facility this is. They have got all types of, cardiac machines. Bad Bob, hop in here. They have all types of cardiac machines. They've got free weights. They have mass. They have this torture system of ropes. torture system of ropes and everything that you can work out on. But I tell you what, it was designed by a SEAL. And so, you can work your whole body off this thing. And then they've also got a sauna. and those are rare in this town. Sauna for one for men, one for women. They're not co-ed. They have really nice locker rooms, the whole thing. I mean, if you're looking for a place, I mean, I was just, you know, I've been remiss in going down there since they moved, but it's a good facility.
So
there.
The new location is where you're crossing the overpass.
Yeah, you cross the overpass there on Parnell. Yeah. And it's just right there on your right hand side. As soon as you go over that overpass, you're
looks
right
like
there.
A 2-story building. It just has a really high ceiling.
Yeah, and you can see it right there. And it's lots of parking and clean, of course, bright. Like I said, all types of cardiac machines, you know, the walk, you know, just, you can walk, you know, the treadmills and then the ellipticals and, just, it's just really set up well. I'm so happy. Anyway, head on down there. Legalization of marijuana. It's in the paper today. Palisadro residents are backing the ban on outdoor marijuana grows, which, of course, impacts on so many people, including people here in the that work here in the station. Legalization of marijuana. Even Obama is giving his blessings, you know, and he says, well, you know, it's about the same. You know, it does less than alcohol. Still, I had dinner the other night with, you know, with some people and a fine group of people, and one was a doctor. And in his professional advice, and many other professionals, medical professionals, is that marijuana can have an effect on people. That marijuana, if it's used a lot, like anything, it can have long-term effects on your brain, the judgment sides of it, and when brains that are still growing and forming and all this, and we're talking, you know, those are, you know, brains in men continue to grow and develop till they're 25. And some people will say they never finish developing. But the bottom line on it is that marijuana can have a huge impact. It has an impact on your judgment, has impact on other things. So to say that, you know, that marijuana, oh, it's less than alcohol. Well, yeah, maybe, depending on what you use, just like anybody. And especially if they start using it when they're 15 or 16. And you're just, you know, I just see a lot of stuff about that. Oh, it's just, you know, here, have a joint. It's not like drinking. Well, it can be. It can be, have a severe detrimental effect if you're young and they're smoking it and they're making it available. And the other thing too is legalizing marijuana at the state level frankly does nothing. If Obama wanted to, he could go to Colorado and confiscate every building, every store, every car, every farm, everything that was being used to grow marijuana because it is still against the federal laws. If Holder said, you know what, we don't like this, this isn't working, it's still illegal federally, so we're just going to take it. They can do that. States can, just like we did here, you know, the state of California, I won't say we, but the state of California legalized it for medicinal purposes, which we all know was ha 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 ha. It wasn't for medicinal. For maybe for some people, yes, it is medicinal, but for a lot of people, it was just, hey, I just want to smoke it. But the bottom line is that they started cracking down and the Fed started cracking down. And it wasn't the state crackdown, it was the Fed's crackdown. And then they said that, you know, and then that cities have a right to because it's, you know, it's an illegal drug. No matter what the state legislature passes or the 215 thing, it's a federally banned substance. So, you know, if people, you know, frankly, I don't care if you smoke marijuana as long as you're not growing it, making $250,000 a year tax free and you're the Heisenberg of Shasta County, Wowie. You know what? You know, I know people that do use it. They do use it for medicinal purposes and that's fine. It works for them. And that's great. You know, I want them to be well. I want them to be pain free. I want them to be able to sleep at night. It's fine with me. I don't care about that. Just that when you get into some of the others, when they start grows and that impact on the rights of other people, well, then I do start having problems. New commercial brokers for Stillwater. Stillwater. The business park that's been there for years that we've spent millions of dollars on that the only thing happens is people are grazing cattle on it. They've have new, it looks like they're going to put new commercial brokers in there and they're going to push tech vice, manufacturing out there. that instead of trying to bring in big industry, that's never going to happen. They want to start going maybe into very light manufacturing or the technical side, something that's eco-friendly that you can bring people in. That maybe companies from in the Silicon Valley, companies from Southern California may want to relocate if they make it friendly enough for them. And, you know, what Oregon does is they put buildings up. Now, I'm not saying we should do that because already Stillwater has sucked us dry, as far as money goes and the decisions made by previous city councils. Of course, previous city councils have made other decisions that are sucked us dry too, which is why it's so important to vote in your local elections. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back. We're going to have, I think we got another business. We have a business walling in here, and we want to talk about the latest with that, and we'll be right back after these messages. Brian Daly will be with us at 8 o'clock.
Hello, Frank News with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are starting to give up on winter and water. Sure hope we see some in the near future. A lot of our friends and neighbors are depending on it. We just got another load of Tractor hydraulic oil in, so if you need a half gallon or a 55 gallon barrel, come on by and let us fill up your can. Johnny has a few more used kerosene heaters took in on trade, so give him a holler and he'll fix you right up. If you need to spray your deck or fences, we have log and shake oil. If you have a portable heater, we have the Clear Pearl ready to go also. Gary's been filling 5 gallon propane bottles. We just got a batch of new ones in. This February, 6th, 7th, and 8th is the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Be sure to put it on your calendar, free to the public. Lots to see. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone line's here, 605-4567. 7:33 in the morning, 31 degrees out there. 31 degrees. You know, how can it be 31 degrees now, 77 later, and no water? This is January. Does anybody, did I miss a month? This is still January 21st, right? Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Their local Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. These are your neighbors giving you great deals out here. Great deals on new or previously owned cars, trucks, or SUVs. And it's not too late to get a great deal. Start this year out with a brand new car, truck, or SUV. Their service department. is absolutely outstanding. When I've had to take my F-150 in there, the very few times it's had to go in there, they've had it in and out, and I've been totally satisfied. Redding Crown Motors, they're located at 555 Cypress Avenue. Just go down there to the place where all of those cars are, and give them a call at 223-2177. Bad Bob.
Yes, sir.
No water in sight, huh? No rain in sight?
It looks like about 2 weeks out, we'll see some rain, but nowhere nearly enough. It's just gonna have a couple of days where the rain, you know, a day or so where the rain, nothing overly significant. The long range, is just not looking good for us.
On Thursday, we have, some UC Davis, we'll have a call-in from UC Davis, concerning water and the future of water in California. And the, their perspectives are not outstanding on this thing. What's going to be happening in the future. Not the short range here where there's no water, but what it's going to look like 10 years from now. That'll be Thursday. Okay. Now I'm joined by Evie Cameron. Good morning, Evie.
Good morning.
Director of Business Development for Coldwell Banker.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about Evie.
I've been here for 14 years.
14 years.
My husband and I grew up in Sonoma County. We did a little bit of time in LA, and then we've been here in Shasta County for 14 years. We brought our children here to raise them in this great community.
So that's been a good decision, huh?
It's been an excellent decision.
I see you brought your son in here. He's just a small little tyke of about 6'6". how old is he?
My son is 17 years old.
17, okay.
Yes. And he recently joined the DEP program for the Navy.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be a linguist in the Navy.
Well, thank you for your service, even though you haven't quite made it there yet. It's a good life. It can be a good life. Evie, the real estate markets around here, you've seen it since it was really good.
Yes.
You've seen it through a disastrous time.
Yes.
And now?
And now we are coming back. The numbers are telling us that we are recuperating very nicely in some very healthy ways. As our property values are coming up nicely, we're seeing fewer short sales, we're seeing fewer necessities for foreclosures, and so those types of homes are simply not coming on the market in the numbers that they had been. We actually, right now, because rates are low, we have a lot of qualified buyers, and our inventory is a little bit low, which is good news for sellers.
Do you see the interest rates going up?
Possibly. I don't even pretend to be able to predict that. I just encourage people who are, you know, if you're in a position and the numbers make sense right now, by all means talk to a lender and see what you can do.
I see this where the number of foreclosures go down and all this. But I kind of think at some point, how much is left? I mean, there were so many that were foreclosed on and mm-hmm. so many people lost their homes. I was just wondering how many were really left out there?
How many foreclosures are left?
It seems like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people lost their homes around
yes,
here.
Yes, that is true.
It just seems as that the people that were going to lose their homes, that were in quandaries there because their jobs were lost and all this, that's got to bottom out at some point.
Exactly.
I mean, there's only so many. I mean, not everybody's going to lose their home. So, and every time I see that statistic, it wasn't as many this year as last year. And I was thinking, well, maybe there's none left. Am I wrong?
There are always going to be some. Always going to be some. The way the chart looks is you never get to zero. That's just not the way that math works. However.
Well, that's good, I guess.
However, the beauty of what we're seeing is that for those people who are still in their homes, if they have been underwater, we're seeing them come back up to the level where what they owe is what their home's worth. If they've managed to keep their home. For those people who have been out there, were unable to buy during that time period with rates low and with the prices now, having taken that brutal adjustment that they took, now they may be able to buy.
The brutal adjustment. No, it's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're into this thing where, we refinanced.
Uh-huh.
It was at the top of the market.
Right.
And, I don't think we're underwater or anything like that, but it was, you could just see everybody around you. in such trouble. But I'm glad to see that it's coming back.
I hope it's coming back nicely.
I've heard this before from friends, and that we're taking steps forward with it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and now you do business development.
I do.
And what exactly is that?
Well, what I love about my job description, director of business development, is really it tells you absolutely nothing about what I do. What I do.
It's kind of like what I do. Nobody's quite sure what I do, so I just tell them, I tell different things to different people. I just have to remember sometimes what I said. So what do you do?
What I do is I do a lot of recruiting, bringing new agents into our industry. I do a lot of training them in how to take good care of their clients. I am involved directly with the marketing department, and I do a lot of PR, and I get to do things like come visit great people like you and talk about, you know, what the real estate market is doing. Uh-huh. And really, my mission is to get high-quality information into the hands of the people who really need it the most,
okay.
People who are homeowners.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. My guest is Evie Cameron from Coldwell Banker, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 32 degrees out there at 7:44 in the morning. I can't believe that, 31 degrees. And that's going to get up to 77 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can do things other people can never do. He offers guarantees on his work, from a small chip up to cracks over 24 inches in length. go see Jeff. He'll fix them for you. He guarantees it. It looks great. I had a crack, I guess like a 12-inch crack in my windshield, and he fixed it 5 years ago, and you still can't see it. Give him a call, 241-8373, or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading. And I'm here with Evie Cameron, and she's with the Caldwell Banker.
Yes.
And you're the business development person.
Yes, I am.
And I like what you said. It's anything you want it to be. So, I mean, that's cool. I mean, that's a good job description here. Okay, so the markets are going back up again.
Yes.
The interest rates are still down.
Yes.
But there's been like hints that they're going to slow down the printing of money and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That will drive the interest rates up.
It will. Yes.
Okay. If you are a new home buyer.
Yes.
All right. So what's the most important thing they have to have?
The most important thing that they are going to have is either, for one thing, they're going to want to have a real estate agent assisting them. Absolutely. It's definitely the type of industry where you want to have a professional, you want to have a trusted advisor on your side assisting you in making the largest purchase likely of your lifetime. You're also going to want to be working with a lender who you're going to want to look to see if you're pre-qualified, because when you go out to make an offer and the seller of the home that you're interested in is looking at your offer, one of the first questions they should be asking or having their agent ask is, can this person make this purchase? Because you don't want to remove your house from the market for someone who is unable to complete the purchase. So a pre-qualification is very important.
I was talking to a lender the other day at a dinner, and he says that it's tougher now, that people have to have money down.
Yes.
And, I mean, that they've made the rules a lot stricter after what happened last time.
Well, what I prefer to think of it as that the rules at that time were not as strict as they should have been, and now the rules are correct. I think that that's probably a little bit better way of looking at it.
Yeah, well, you could go in and just declare your income. Yes, this is how much I make.
Yeah, exactly. You know, reach around and fish around in the bottom of your purse and show them, you know, some receipts and you're good. There's a reason that doesn't work anymore, and now we're doing things a little bit differently. And that's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing because we've already proven that one doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
That doesn't work. We need to go a new way.
Exactly.
Yeah, so he said that the money, but if somebody is qualified and they can get it, he said, you know, then they've got the money to loan.
Yes.
But it's just actually putting into effect those rules that were there before.
Those rules were there before.
Yeah, they were there before. You always needed so much down. You always needed some kind of credit report and all these things.
And the rules, you know, the rules are really, you know, they're not to make things difficult. They're to ensure that the process you're engaging in will work. That you are going to, you know, enjoy the benefit of home ownership. And one of the benefits, of course, is accruing equity over time. Well, if you have a down payment, you've protected a certain portion of that with your down payment. So that's
well, you've also got skin in the game there.
that's
the big thing.
Well said. That,
yeah. Well, I mean, it is. And anytime you don't have, and I don't care what it is, you don't have skin in the game, it's too easy to walk away from it. And, you know, I use that as the military service. You have a lot of people making decisions, for you, young man, that have never been in the service. Which, you know, so there's, you know, that's what I mean in skin in the game,
right.
Something like that. At least they understand what it means to take a watch at 2 o'clock in the morning, two to four in the morning on the bridge, of a ship at sea. And, you know, so it's, you know, there's a lot of responsibility for young people we have. But unfortunately, many of our elected representatives have no concept of what that is. I'm not trying to get political here, but that's the kind of thing is if you've got something in your home.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, you know, it just works a little bit harder, I think.
Right. Yeah. You've earned that money and now you're investing in yourself, and that investment, has a greater likelihood of paying off if the numbers have been correctly applied to the process you're engaging in.
Here, I think that Reading, you know, I know the marketing of Reading, you know, they're remarketing Stillwater and mm-hmm. I know that's not your area, but they're trying to remarket that into a different, instead of get away from heavy industry into technical, you know,
okay.
Technology.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a very, very smart person, the other day who says that Reading has all the almost everything it takes to become a good retirement community.
Yes,
we have the sunshine. We have we're sunny and the temperature is just like Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. That we could do if you started actually marketing this place as a retirement community, mm-hmm. type, at least parts of it that could be worthwhile.
There are lots of folks who are working on that. There's the Shasta Cascade is putting together a nice marketing campaign, and they are traveling up and down the state inviting retirees to come on up and take a look around. We have so much natural beauty. I mean, we trip over it. We don't even realize what we have when we walk around this city, how insanely beautiful it is.
Absolutely. I've been talking to Evie Cameron, and Evie, how do people get a hold of you?
They can reach me at my office by calling 530-221-7550 and asking for me.
Okay.
And certainly we have the NorthStateHomes.com website, which is a great website, a lot of great local information, access to homes that are for sale, and access to agents who can help you get those homes, find out what your home is worth if you're looking to sell, or even if you just kind of want to know, what is my home worth now? That is a completely reasonable question, and we're happy to help you with that information.
Oh, good. Okay. Anything else?
I did want to talk about the fact that Caldwell Banker CNC Properties is a veteran-owned business. Steve Kraft and his father are both veterans, and also that we are what's called a USAA preferred brokerage. So those veterans who are members of USAA or their family members who are members of USAA, we have rebates available to them through USAA when they buy or sell a home. And as I said, we are the preferred brokerage. USAA loves us and appreciates the fact that we're so good at helping our veterans.
USAA is an insurance company for those who have served in the military and their families.
It started out as an insurance company, and now it is so much more.
Yeah, you're right. They do everything there.
Yes, they do.
So,
yes, they do.
Okay. All right, Evie, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you
very
much.
Appreciate it. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
Dr. Maria Salas, join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? No,
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people who are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us. Or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. Good morning, my friends. Gosh, 32 degrees out there, which is why... Blinded by the light. Is why you need to call our... Bright. You need to call Martin and his people over at Alliance Heating and Air. It's 31 degrees out there. Not only could you run your heater in the morning, if it keeps up like this, you can run your air conditioner in the afternoon. So you need to make sure your heating and cooling systems are working, and the man to do that and his people are Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I can't say enough about them. I use Alliance Heating and Air. I have never had a problem. They have always been on time. They have always been totally professional and very personable, which is even better. They just put in a tankless water heater, which means I can stand in the showers for 3 hours as long as there's water, except that would be a waste of water and I wouldn't do that. Give them a call, 221-2642, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. I got people in the chat room talking. This is great. They're talking about, you know, better housing and, you know, housing for retired. And gated communities. An onion grower says the perfect retirement home has 1 bedroom and a 7-car garage.
But not necessarily if you have 7 cars. I love his explanation.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, one for the car, one for the workshop, one for the garden shop, one for her garden shop, one for the quad cycle and jet ski, one for the boat, one for storage.
Sounds about right.
Okay, you know what, onion grower, you're absolutely right. You know, that to me is for some people that is perfect. I probably only need like a four-car garage.
Forgot one for the Harley for most of the retirees up here now.
I'm sorry, what?
In the Harley? We got one for the Harley.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had it in there, something in the quad. You know, Reading could be a great, retirement community. But here's the other thing. This is the other thing we talked about the other night was a lack of plane service. This is just ridiculous. You are not going, you know what? We are small potatoes. If we can't actually have an airline that can get us from here to LA, if we have half of our, if we're getting a large percentage of our flights canceled every day because of weather or because for whatever reason out of San Francisco are coming in, you can't count on it. And these people are having to spend, you know, like another 30 hours. I talked to a guy, he spent 30 hours a month just traveling back and forth to Sacramento so he can catch a plane someplace. That's ridiculous. You know, when you try to have a, when you're going to have a business meeting, you need to be able to have people flown in here. And then as far as the, retirement community, smaller homes, gated community, easy care lawns, low impact so people don't have to go out there and cut and weed unless they want to. You know, this is happening. This needs to happen up here, and we need to look at Reading as that. Because what it also means then is it is heavier in the service industry, but there's nothing wrong with that. You know, look at what it's done. Look what these things. Look what retirement communities have done for different cities around. Look at Palm Springs. Oh, we can't be a Palm Springs. Why? Why couldn't we be like a Palm Springs? If we have, you know, yeah, it gets hot during the summer, but you know what? Air conditioning, everything's air conditioned anyway. You know, would it bring more, probably bring more theaters, it'd bring a lot more stores, it'd do a lot of things like that. I could just see this as something that builds. Now, and when you have that, when you have more amenities, then you start having more people coming to it. Then you have people wanting to be here and, maybe relocate their businesses up here. There's just a lot of things happening here. That Reading has the capability if we don't shoot too low. We've got to continue to aim high. Aim high, Reading is what it should be. I don't know if that's, you know, if they've got, I don't know if that's a, is that
aim
one?
High the Air Force thing?
I don't know. Air Force is, Well, anyway, but to continue, that's what I mean, is just aim high. You know, that let's not just accept, you know, the status quo. Let's not just say, oh, that's too hard. Let's just say, hey, there is a good way. There's a better way of doing things. And let's elect people that have that mindset. How do we make it grow? What do we do? How do we cut back on some of these fees? How do we actually want businesses and people to be here? Well, hey, we got to take a break for the news. Assemblyman Brian Daly will be calling us after the break, and we'll talk about what's going on in Sacramento with our Assemblyman. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Inauguration Day ceremonies underway in New Jersey. Bob Engel, who co-wrote Chris Christie, The Inside Story of His Rise to Power, says he does have a hard time believing that the New Jersey governor didn't have any clue about the apparent political payback scheme that threatens to damage his second term.
Chris Christie hires people he trusts, and he delegates a lot to them, but I've never seen any evidence that he wasn't on top of everything that was going on in his office.
Governor Christie tried to put that scandal behind him, arrived at a church in Newark for a service this morning. He starts his second term with multiple investigations. The Republican will accentuate bipartisanship and diversity in his inaugural speech in Trenton. Oklahoma Republican Representative James Lankford, meanwhile, making it official that he is vying for U.S. Senator Tom Coburn's seat. SRN's Linda Kenyon has more.
Senator Coburn announced last week he will resign at the end of 2014, citing in part a recurrence of cancer, something he's already battled three previous times. That means someone will have to fill the remaining 2 years on Senator Coburn's term, and Representative Lankford said he's just the man to do it. But Lankford is already receiving some pushback from some conservative groups. Both the Senate Conservatives Fund and the Madison Project, two national conservative groups, have issued statements downplaying Lankford's candidacy. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
From southern Virginia up through New England, a winter storm warning's in effect today. Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service.
The heaviest snow will fall today, especially during the afternoon hours in much of the Mid-Atlantic region. And that would include D.C. and Baltimore, out toward the Delmarva, even in Philadelphia.
In fact, the Weather Service says Philadelphia and New York could get up to 10 inches of snow, and that Arctic cold is moving into the region, meaning the snow may stay on the ground for quite some time. It's been a struggle for the Dow. It's down about 60 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
An attack by a suspected suicide car bomber has reportedly killed four people in a Hezbollah stronghold in a Shia-dominated suburb of Beirut, Lebanon.
The word at the moment seems to be that around four people were killed, presumably including the suicide bomber, who must have been blown to pieces because his car was completely just left a mass of twisted metal, and around 20 or so people wounded. So by recent standards, actually not a huge bomb. There have been much bigger ones, but people, of course, very much seeing this in the context of the spillover from the war in neighboring Syria, because of course Hezbollah, which controls that area, has been targeted by Sunni extremists for these kind of attacks in recent weeks.
That's BBC's Jim Muir in Beirut. The fear of suicide bombings could have an effect on turnout at the Winter Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia. fact, it could take place in front of a lot of empty seats with less than 3 weeks to go. Hundreds of thousands of tickets remain unsold. This is SRN News. Well, we're all familiar with road rage, but according to SRN's Rich Thomason, there's a different kind of rage taking place among some drivers called charge rage.
It happens among drivers of electric vehicles in California's Silicon Valley. With more of those vehicles on the road, it's getting harder for people to find available charging stations. The San Jose Mercury News reports installation of charging ports at some businesses has not kept pace with demand, creating thorny etiquette issues in the workplace, and some cars getting mysteriously unplugged while charging.
That's Rich Thomason reporting. Officials in Southwest Florida say two pilot whales had to be euthanized after coming ashore. Joyce Gauthier among the bystanders, hoping the whales could survive.
Very, very sad. We could see them, you know, suffering out there now.
And she spoke to WZVN-TV about four dozen whales have swam ashore in the past 2 days. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment today. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:06 in the morning, January the 21st, 2014. Just in case you were wondering where the month of January went. Let's head to our friends at Wells Fargo for our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 41 points this morning at 16,416. The S&P 500 is positive 1 at 1840, and the NASDAQ is up 15 at 4212. Active stocks this morning include BlackBerry, which is up 73 cents at $9.81, and Dow Chemical up $2.21 at $45.28. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is down 4 cents at $16.35, and North Valley Bank is unchanged at $19.07. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.84%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 63 cents at $95.22, gold is down $11.70 at $1,240.20, and silver is down 44 cents at $19.85. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here. On KCNR, you know, you're always looking for people that know what they're talking about, that, you know, you surround yourself with smarter people. There are people that are experts on different things. We can't be experts on everything. Well, our Wells Fargo advisors are smart. They do keep track of everything that's going on in the market. And there's somebody that you want to call because you can trust them. 243-7561, 243-7561. What's the weather look like today there, Bad?
Sunny today, 75, mostly clear tonight, 42. Sunny tomorrow, 77. Currently in Reading, it is 31 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts. Our customers are warm friends.
That was awfully fast. So it's going to be 31 now and 77 today. Okay. Hey, Anderson VFW Post 9650 is going to host a spaghetti feed in Anderson on this Saturday at 4 o'clock. They've rendered honors at the Northern California Cemetery for over 175 veterans who have been buried there this year. They need to raise some money to help cover their expenses because they pay their own expenses. It's only $5 a plate. Again, it's at the Anderson VFW this Saturday at 4 p.m., starts at 4 p.m., and for $5 a plate, and the proceeds go to our Anderson Veterans of Foreign War Honor Guard. And we welcome Assemblyman Brian Daly. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How is it down? Are you back in Sacramento now?
I am, yes.
And so, you know what? Is there a huge mind shift when you go from your home to from your farm or your ranch out there back into Sacramento?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, had a great, some time in the district and then with my family the last couple weeks, and now we're back, you know, down here. So I always say when we're working, it's tough on the taxpayers usually from around this place. But trying to I want to say one thing right out of the gate. We need rain.
Oh, you know what? That's one of the things that I'd like to talk about today, too, is water and all that. I know you've got a number of things that are going on. But this water problem is, I think it's going to become extremely severe this year.
Oh, it is already. It's I can't tell you stress how big of an impact it's going to make to the state if we don't receive some rain here soon.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. And Brian, when we come back, I'd like to talk about that. Do you see maybe restrictions on water? Do you see things happening to farmers and ranchers, especially up here in the North State? And I just want to give you a chance to think about that one, because this is absolutely getting huge up here.
Yes, it is.
All right, we'll be right back. Assemblyman Brian Daly is our guest, and Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Just take those away. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms over there on Larkspur, 2539 Larkspur Lane. They have lots of ammo available, and which is very difficult to find. They've got it difficult to find calibers, 38s down there, 40, 45, nines, all different types of calibers there. Plus they have a outstanding selection of guns to buy there at just great prices. These are our local guys here. They take care of you. They take care of you, all your gun needs, all your needs there for holsters and reloading. They've got it right there at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call, 222-8222. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Brian, welcome back. And we were talking about water.
Up real quick, Carl, on so the state declared a disaster declaration. The feds also did, but they left out all of our northern counties up there. So, which is very interesting and strange that that happened. But I know that, Senator LaMalfa, or Congressman LaMalfa and, McClintock, and I'm sure Dianne Feinstein is going to be working on getting those, counties, in the federal, disaster declaration. And what that does is when you declare a disaster area, it allows some funds to come through, emergency funds for mainly for like low interest loans and those type of things to keep people afloat. But at the end of the day, no matter how you look at this situation that we're in. I mean, no matter what we do as far as the government is, we need rain. There's just no way around it. And the one other thing, too, about the declaration is it allows, water providers to transfer water without, more ease in transferring water, because there's places that, where if we don't get some water to these crops, the trees will die. And if another area has a little bit extra water, they can move that water around. So that's what happens in this situation. But like I said, again, no matter what happens, we desperately need rain.
Tomorrow we're having on some people from UC California Davis that have written articles about the future of water in California, and that there's going to have to be somebody's going to have to decide which species is going to make it. And we're not talking like 100 years from now. We're talking 10 years from now.
Uh-huh.
And I've been reading a book about the groundwater problems throughout the United States and how we're depleting it at much more than it's being refilled.
Recharged.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a finite amount of water. So, I mean, do you see anything coming down where they're saying, okay, we're going to, drought and all this, but that there's going to be a lot of restrictions on how much water people are going to be able to use?
Well, I'm not sure exactly right now we're talking about a water bond, and the current water bond that is on the ballot for 214 has storage in it. I mean, here's my thing. We need storage for California. We need to be storage, not just surface storage, but we need to be able to use the storage to recharge our groundwater basins too. Excuse me. Not everywhere can you do that. Some places you can recharge a lot easier than you can in other places just because of the soil. But we haven't built any serious storage since the 60s, and we had 21 million people in California. We're at around 38 million right now, and we need to supply, we need to put in storage. So I'll always be pushing for storage, and I think that's, but we're definitely, if we don't do anything, we're going to be rationing water. That's all there is to it. There's no other way around it.
Hey, Brian,
and we'll be depleting our groundwater at a higher rate when we don't have the surface rains.
Yeah, I wish I'm going to bring that book in tomorrow for this, but I wish I had the statistics on that. But, we're using it's 500,000 times more water than
yeah.
that's coming in. We're using 5 feet of water. A farmer could use in different parts of the country 5 feet of water, and it's being replenished at 3/4 of an inch each year. But when you say more storage, are you talking about more dams?
I'm talking about dams, off-stream storage.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about any place that has a good, available, the most least expensive way to store water. We had the water hearing in Reading a while back, and the crazy thing about how this place works down here is that what we should do is we should go out and look at the projects that will alleviate the water problems in California and then put a bond together, figure out whatever the price is, put it together and sell it to the people. But we do it a little different here. We go, how much money will the people or the taxpayers, they pull, figure out what the taxpayers are willing to spend, and then they say this is the amount, and then we put the projects to it. And then, after you get that, you go and figure out how you can get the votes to get the thing on the ballot. So you have to spend money on things that really don't have anything to do with water, but to get the votes to get it on the ballot. So it's totally a backwards system to me. I mean, I think that, right now, if there's any time that's a time to talk about doing a water bond that creates wet water is right now. I mean, everybody's talking about the drought. The hype is up. This is the perfect storm to actually get something done without having to pay off every legislator, give him something for his district, but actually put a bond together that can, do something to make wet, what I call wet water. Because we have a lot of bonds, spend billions of dollars that don't create water.
No, they go to trains that go nowhere.
Right.
So, no, I agree with, and the more I read about it, I'm starting now to really start researching this. And that's why we want to have several shows on the water, is because this problem is now. It's not going to be 10 years from now. It'll be too late 10 years from now.
And one of the things that really concerns me is that, I've worked hard to build the relationships with the members down here. But at the end of the day, the population are south of us. And I just don't want to get rolled and them come and take our water. I mean, without the water in the North State, we are doomed. I mean, they've taken a lot of things away from us. They've put us in the penalty box, I call it. But I will continually fight for water. It's life. It's what we have to keep our communities and our in our environment safe up in the North State?
No, it is, because we are. We're agricultural up here. We're the, and we rely so much on that. We've, you know, we've lost a lot of our logging. We've lost, we've lost gold mining. We've lost a lot of things up here.
Right.
And then if this water, if the water disappears, which it could, you might as well just kind of put a, close for business north of Sacramento.
Yeah, that's, one of the other things I've been working on. It relates to water. To Carl is I've been working with a group here of assembly members on biomass to energy issues. There's a lot of it's a very big, broad subject, and there's a lot of moving pieces of why it's hard to site a biomass plant or keep the ones that we have running. And so I'm working on that, because if we can find a way to keep our biomass plants that are shut down in the North State running, that's an opportunity to bring that fuel and out of the forest. And if we thin the forest, it's less trees in the forest, which are taking up less water, which means we're going to recharge our groundwater, our springs are going to run better, and we can get more yield. And also, it helps prevent the fire problem that we have. So I've been working really close with the Assemblyman Quirk, who's right across the hall from me. He's a nuclear scientist. And so I've had him over here several times, and we're looking at trying to do a bill that would help figure out the ability to get these biomass plants up and running in the district so we can take some of that fuel out of the forest.
Okay. All right, we've got to take a quick break. I'd like to come back and address that one more time, because we just talked about a perfect storm when it comes to water.
Uh-huh.
This may be the year for the perfect storm for biomass for eliminating.
That's right.
Because this could be a fire season like we can't believe. We'll be right back. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. We've been talking water. The water issue is getting large. It's getting larger every day. And when you start realizing the amount of water that we're using and the amount that comes back into the aquifers, it's going to be scary. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust and mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. And, you know, you just heard talking about Amazing Foods for Life, and that's there at Orchard Nutrition. Started there, sweeping the, California, and I think it's going to be sweeping the country, soon, gluten-free, mixes that you can just pop into the oven and have tasty, nutritious, meals or buns and muffins and all that for your kids and for your family. But they also have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State, our friends down at Orchard Nutrition. I tell you what, head on down there, raw milk, organic foods. They take care of their customers. 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center area. Give them a call, 244-9141. If you haven't been down there, please go down there. All right, our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. And Brian, I think, you know, we talked about the perfect storm for the water measures, which I heartily agree. This could be the perfect storm year for getting the, you know, talking about biomass.
Well, you know, last year, Carl, we did the AB 744, which was the bill that allows private landowners to harvest up to a 24-inch tree without going through a full timber harvest plan. Now, the regulations for that bill are being written right now. The bill will actually go into law. The regulations will be put together by 2:15. So I'm working on doing some follow-up legislation to that bill with Assemblyman Chesborough. And also, the other thing about fire is Senator Gaines has a bill to exempt people whose homes has burnt down from the fire tax. So I co-authored that, or worked, he's the author. I'm co-authoring that bill with Senator Gaines to try to get that bill through too. But you're right, with the humidity being so high during this winter, and we've had logging operations that are out there working right now that are the fire danger is too high. They have to stop in January. So you can only imagine what it's going to be like
in
June, July, and August.
My gosh. You know what? Hey, we have a caller in, Sheriff Tom Basenko. Sheriff Basenko, good morning. Hello, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have something you wanted to say to the Assemblyman?
Yes, I just wanted to reach out and say thanks to Assemblyman Daly for being engaged and accessible to myself, our other sheriffs, and the constituents within the district, reaching across the aisle and trying to get support for issues that concern us all, especially here in the North State, and for protecting and trying to protect our gun rights.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm also going to be trying to figure out a way to get this prison realignment stuff more resources to you, Tom. So I appreciate that. And as you know, my door's open anytime for anybody that wants to come down here and see me or give me a call.
Thank you, because we do need those resources for prison realignment here, especially here and throughout the state.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Sheriff.
Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tom. Brian, going back, you know, that's kind of, I want to get into that on the next half hour, but going back to the, going back into the perfect storm of fire this year, are you looking at pushing more resources out here, getting the state to push more resources up here? Because, I mean, frankly, we've got most of the woods.
So already for parts of my district, in the disaster declaration, I think Cal Fire comes back to work in a week or so, or maybe they might already be, but I know they're putting the folks back out because we have, you know, the huge fire threat even right now. And also in parts of the district, they're moving resources in, to cover it so that the response times will be quicker too. That's already taken place. So that was part of, when the governor declared disaster. I've been working with Cal Fire. They're coming this week again, and we're talking about areas of the district where we may have a little bit of a weak spot. And for example, like Tahoe, Nevada area of my district, they used to only have one engine that covered a big area, and we've added another engine to get the response time to be quicker. So, you know, it's going to be very difficult. Obviously, if we get a big thunderstorm, you know, where we have lots of lightning strikes, it's going to be hard to defend all that, and we may end up getting some fires out of that. But you can put out 99% of the fires in the first, you know, hour of the fire starting.
Yeah. If they're spotted.
What's that?
If they're spotted and we can get assets to them. Yeah.
Exactly. So, definitely be trying to, make sure we have plenty of initial attack resources out there so that we can keep them from getting into large fires. And then we really need folks to just do the, you know, keep the clearances away from their home and try to do as much preventive stuff as we can before we have a fire.
Well, we do. And the other thing, too, is I talked to another scientist about this, is that because of the undergrowth and all the restrictions on cutting and, you know, thinning, is that these fires run so hot and so fast that the normal ways of fighting them have almost been changed. That we can't, you know, trying to put people in closer to them with the amount of undergrowth and all the trash bushes filled with oil, is that means more tankers, more dropping you know, retardants on it. Otherwise, we're going to have a lot more instances like those 19 firefighters that were killed down in Arizona.
That's exactly true. And so what I've been focused on is, obviously, we got it because the, you know, we've stopped the fire for the last 60 years, and we've had all this ladder fuels in there build up. I mean, we still have to make sure we have enough resources there to stop these giant fires, but we should be focused on getting out of the cycle. And what
yes.
I mean by that is we should put a lot of resources towards, and that this is part of that biomass connection, is that if we can figure out a way that we can get biomass, the public benefit for biomass is huge because, first of all, it thins the forest, opens it up for the wildlife, and keeps the fire danger down. It also allows carbon sequestration, which when trees are growing, they sequester carbon. When they're dying, they emit carbon. So if you're a believer in the global warming thing, then we should thin the forest because a dead forest is emitting carbon and a live one is sequestering carbon. So also, it allows the snow to get to the ground where when it gets up in the limbs of the trees and on the brush, it evaporates through the air, and we don't get that moisture going in the ground. So we can increase our water yield. It purifies the water, and when we have these giant fires, it then gets the silt that comes in and silts up behind our dams and it's filling up our dams that we need for capacity. So it's a win-win-win all the way around. There's nothing that's more productive to doing for the watersheds than doing biomass.
Well, we've got to take a break, but just one quick last question on that is that do you have support on it before? Do you think that enhancing it you're going to get the support on it, or will be people from LA just kind of, you know, eh?
No, I think if I can get them educated and figure out exactly what's going to be the things to fix it, I think I can get the support. I really do.
Well, it's either that or we can go down to their homes down in Bel Air and set their bushes on fire.
Hey, they're burning up down there right now.
Well, that's true. That should, nothing else that should tell them is that, guess
right.
what? All of us can be touched. All right.
Right.
Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk AB 109 and the impact it has, and if we're going to get any help on that. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's Homemade Pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's Meatballs with the Meatball Kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, Linda's on assignment today. It is 8:33 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Man's last stronghold. Discounts always for seniors and veterans at Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue. Good people there. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly, and we've been talking about water. We've been talking about fire, biomass. That this is the perfect storm year probably for all of it, for water and fires. And so maybe some time to maybe actually get through the legislation down there, something a little bit more important than transgender stuff, in Sacramento. But then again, maybe not. Now, good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Hey, do you sometimes get embarrassed?
I do. Well, it's just crazy. I mean,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Not you, but I mean,
no.
Do you sometimes get embarrassed being associated with those?
Well, this is what I go home sometimes and I talk to Megan and I say, you can't lay up all night long and think of the craziest bill that you could run, and they'll run one that you could never think of. I mean, it's just amazing some of the stuff that comes up. And that we actually gets to the floor, gets voted on, and gets off of the floor. It's just sometimes you sit there in astonishment going, I can't believe this just happened.
Yeah, I mean, do you ever just stand up and go, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just bizarre.
I realize
but I'm glad to be here and be able to represent the North State and try to make some sense of the laws, and try to help the constituents that I serve, and help people of California who, are screaming out for just some common sense and to do the right thing. You know, this kind of segues into, there's some extra revenue this year. You know, and us as Republicans, we've been talking about setting some aside for a rainy day, not talking about new programs, take care of the things like the prison realignment where we basically have cost shifted all this responsibility to the local level. The crime rate's going up, and we need to fund it. If we're going to pass the buck off to, the locals, then we ought to at least fund it and give them the tools they need to get the job done. And that's one thing that I was always frustrated as a county supervisor, is that once the program gets shifted, it's out of the hair of the legislators in Sacramento, and it's somebody else's problem. But at the end of the day, we serve the same people. I serve the same people that Tom Bosanko serves. And we should be working together to make California a stronger, safer, better place to live. And that should be across the board, Democrat, Republican. Can you imagine how great California could be if we just all sat down and said, just like I explained about the water bond, if we all sat down and said, what do we need to do? And took politics out of it and did the right thing, this state would thrive. So I have hope. And I have optimistic that things like that can happen. And I saw it last year when I was able to get my bill through. I had 76 votes for my bill, and the Sierra Club opposed my bill. So I saw that there is good things that happen. So my goal is to educate the other members, bring them to the district, let them understand what we do. I, in turn, will go to their districts, try to understand what their challenges are. And hopefully by building those relationships, we can then move in a positive way for California. So I've been championing that. That's why I say if something came about if I can figure out exactly what the things I need to do, this biomass thing is very, there's lots of moving parts. So there's the PUC, there's PG&E, there's, the forestry regulations, there's wind and solar play into that because time and use, and there's so many things that, or the moving parts of that. So if I can figure out which parts we need to fix, and every different areas of the state are different situations, I think I could take that to my colleagues, and if I can explain it in that way, get them out on the ground and explain to them what we need to do, I think I can get something moving forward.
Good. The AB 109 is, we have, our crime rate has jumped, part of it is the fact that people have lived in a community where they can leave their houses unlocked, and still some of them do, and their cars. Does it look like we're going to be able to get more money here to help? We're short our policemen are short. We're short like 25 police, 20 sheriffs. Is there any way that we can look at maybe getting something pushed down here that we can, help us start
fighting
this?
Well, obviously, both, Senator Gaines, myself, and Senator Nielsen have been working tirelessly. We never have let the issue go away. So we're working towards educating them on make sure that some of this money that comes in, that more revenue that's came in, that goes to those areas. But remember, we're still in a minority. We still don't get to really say what's going to happen with the budget. And so that makes it difficult. So if I could add one other thing, you know, our goal as Republicans is to bring more Republicans on board so we have more ways to stop bad policy and bad ideas.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's obviously a goal of mine. You know, I'm going to be on the ballot here in June. But I'm hopefully not going to have to waste a lot of resources in the North State where I can go focus on helping.
Is anybody running against you?
I have not heard of anybody. There was somebody that pulled papers in Reading. There was a Democrat, but I haven't heard much from him. So hopefully that'll be the case, that we don't have a big race and that we can focus on putting Republicans in other districts of the state where we have very close numbers, where it's 49-51 or, you know, the split in Democrat-Republican. And get people who really want to work for California.
Well, that's going to bring up something else, but we got to take a break. But I've got somebody on the other line, and we'll get to him as soon as the break's over. He wants to talk to you about geoengineering. And then I do want to talk about representation, because the state of Jefferson up here, you know, it's getting national news and all this, and talk to you a little bit about that, too. You know, the fact of representation. We'll be right back after these messages.
Why is America great? It's because we've treasured freedom. There's nothing more expensive than freedom. The opposite of freedom is control. There are a slew of politicians who think it's their job to control you. We were created to be free. It's about freedom. Freedom, 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 man. It's a big deal.
Freedom. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 for the Dan Fagan Show on KCNR.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or give us a call at 800-390-8054 and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad, it is 8:42 in the morning. 32 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 70 today, or 77. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly, and we have Todd on the other line. Todd, good morning. Do you have a question for the Assemblyman?
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You were talking earlier about the weather conditions around here for rain, our need for it. And I noticed whenever we were out, there's quite a bit of cloud seeding taking place. You know, you see it up in the sky all the time. And I was wondering, is there any cause for concern there? Is that having any effect on the possibility of deferring rain from this area? Or are you aware of any studies being done for that?
I am very much aware of cloud seeding. They've been doing it for many, many years up in the Chester area and different areas of the state. But at the time, you got to have clouds before you can seed them, I guess. But yeah, there has been a lot of because when I was on the Board of Supervisors in Lassen County, we were worried that they were sucking all the moisture out before it gets to our watersheds. And so there was a lot of talk because Eagle Lake is pretty much, I mean, almost, it's almost down to two lakes. It's so, there's so much water evaporated out of the lake. And so we've worked real closely, looked at that. There's been lots of studies going on about cloud seeding and people actually talking about using it even more. So I am aware of that, but right now you can't seed if you don't have the jet stream. The high pressure is what's really killing California right now. The high pressure needs to move out and let the storms come down in. And so you can't cloud seed until you actually have clouds.
Well, the amount of, okay, well, call it cloud seeding or just spraying if you want to. Is there any cause for concern, or do you have any studies being done? Why is so much of it taking place here?
I'm having a really hard time hearing.
I think what Todd's addressing is the fact that talking about chemtrails, and that is Todd, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, he's talking about chemtrails. Is that, are there studies going on, or are people concerned about that?
You know, there has been a lot of, I don't know if there's any studies going on, but there's always been a lot of folks who have been concerned about chemtrails, and then there's been a lot of folks who concerned about even doing the ground, the cloud seeding from the ridge tops too. So I haven't heard much or any thing from at least the state level going on, so that I'm not aware of.
Well, thank you for your response. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd, for your phone call. Going back to Brian. Hey, Brian, I just want to hit this quick on the state of Jefferson.
You bet.
There's been more and more meetings. They just had one this Saturday that had like 400, 500 people there, talking about the state of Jefferson, asking questions about it. You've had some of your counties have really been addressing this. It seems like it's gone up to national news. It's getting more and more. I think the bottom line on the whole thing about the state of Jefferson, though, is representation.
Absolutely.
What's your take on this one? What's
so,
happening?
As you know,
I know you want to be governor of the state of Jefferson.
Yeah.
But
here's the thing. I wish now that I mean, that was a knee-jerk reaction. I probably shouldn't have done that because then they start talking about me, and it shouldn't be about me or any other elected official. It should be about what the people are trying to talk about, and that's what it is about. It's about the fact that the one-size-fits-all legislation that comes through California and even at the federal level it is damaging to our ways of life in the North State. So I think the people are frustrated with that, and you know, and they're reaching out to try to change the system because they don't like that. And I think it's been great that it has a lot of publicity and that it basically has made it so that people understand that we aren't happy with the way our government is treating us. Now, do I think it's going to be able to be successful? I think it's a tall order to get the Senate and Congress to allow another state where you know there's a big fight over the Senate right now, and you know that if there was two senators from the state of Jefferson, they're going to be probably more conservative than they are going to be liberal. So I would think that they would not want two more Republican senators in the Senate. If we got a state. And there's been talk of making five states out of California. There was a gentleman that was talking about putting that on the ballot and trying to get some movement there. So I hope it stays focused on what it really should be focused on, is that we need our voices heard in Sacramento and at the federal level, because the one size doesn't fit all. But I think it's going to be a really difficult task to get it done.
Well, it's, and one of the callers said, you know, if it was, you know, just because it's difficult, it was not a reason not to do it.
No, absolutely. And I
know that. I know you're not afraid to take on things either,
no.
Brian. But, you know, here's the other thing, too, is that they had the law before it was changed was we had, like, a senator for, what, every county or something like that at one time? And that seems to me makes sense.
It was a great situation. It was before the one man, one vote. And so, basically, they changed it by population, and that lost a lot of our power in Sacramento because we don't have the populations. So, you know, but the urban areas said, you know, oh, you guys don't have any people, but you run the legislature. So they felt slighted, but yes, obviously if you go by population, the population centers, run the whole state. And it's the same thing at the federal level with the Electoral College, is you end up with the high population areas with the Electoral College is
end up getting pushed
you know what? It's right now that no matter how, if 49% of the state voted, you know, one way and 51% votes the other, none of our votes count. So
that's right.
We have another caller wants to talk about fire tax.
Sure.
Jan, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question or a comment for Assemblyman Daly?
I just wondered if he knew how the lawsuit is going and if there would be any legislation introduced to repeal this illegal tax and when we might expect refunds.
There are several bills already in the hopper this year. There were several bills last year to repeal it, none of them got out of committee. So that's obviously something that there's bills again this year. So, yes, I don't have one. There's no sense in me running one. If somebody else is running a bill already, I'll just co-author it and work with them. I think we've done well in the first rounds, but I haven't been engaged where to know exactly where that's at.
Well, I live in Old Shasta, in our little community of 1,100.
Yeah, voters, I know exactly where it's at.
We figure if everybody pays their bill, that's $80,000 leaving our little community and going to Sacramento, and I've not seen any fire prevention activity.
Well, I feel your pain. I'm working as hard as I can. And obviously, it's just wrong. There's no way around it. It's just wrong to penalize. If they wanted to do it right, they should have taxed every single person in California to fill in the blanks for their lack of funding. But to penalize the people in the rural communities and in the open areas is just wrong. So we are continuing. I think that the lawsuit will prevail in that, and things will get turned around. But for right now, we're in the situation where I ask you to continue to pay it under protest, because that's the easiest route to stay out of trouble. So I'm working as hard as I can, but like I said, it's difficult down here sometimes.
Okay, Jan.
Oh, thank you. And it's actually a fee, but we all know it's a tax.
Oh, yeah.
I call it a tax, though.
It is a tax.
I do, too.
And, Jan,
thank
you so much for your phone call. Hey, Brian, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I've got to get it one more, I've got to get the latest on the Second Amendment and what they're doing to rip it out of our hands. So when we get back from this break.
You bet.
Carl Lindebach, Assemblyman Brian Daly is our guest.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are starting to give up on winter and water. Sure hope we see some in the near future. A lot of our friends and neighbors are depending on it. We just got another load of tractor hydraulic oil in, so if you need a half gallon or a 55 gallon barrel, come on by and let us fill up your cans. Johnny has a few more used kerosene heaters took in on trade, so give him a holler and he'll fix you right up. If you need to spray your deck or fences, we have log and shake oil. If you have a portable heater, we have the Clear Pearl ready to go also. Gary's been filling 5-gallon propane bottles. We just got a batch of new ones in. This February, 6th, 7th, and 8th is the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Be sure to put it on your calendar, free to the public. Lots to see. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry right here. It's getting close to Valentine's Day, guys. Here's a good chance to buy the perfect ring, necklace, bracelet, loose gems, loose diamonds, state jewelry. He has it all. Leonard does. At 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call, 222-2750. Just stop in there. He has got just exquisite jewelry there. And the only watch repairman in Redding is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Across from Sierra Gibbs. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Brian, what's the latest on them taking the guns from us Northerners?
Well, I just would say we're just getting ramped up for the two-year bills that are out, so we'll be seeing some of those bills here shortly in committees. But I have not seen anything. We haven't had anything on the floor as far as gun legislation yet, and I'm sure we're going to see some. But as always, I am a strong Second Amendment person. I think I have a 100% voting record with anybody that matters, Howard Jarvis, taxpayers, California Chamber, NRA, all those. I don't think there's any of them that I haven't had a perfect score with. So I will continue to fight to keep our guns and ammunition, by the way. That was really sad. Lead ban bill is a tough bill. It's going to come into effect over the next couple years. I think 2019 is the final date, but hopefully they'll come up with something that can replace it with the technology that's reasonably priced. But so that's kind of tough here in California, but I will continue to obviously work hard to make sure we keep our Second Amendment rights and our ammunition.
Oh, you know, with that ammo thing there like that, unless they fix that, you're going to be overrun by squirrels up there.
I know it. That's exactly right. So it makes it difficult down here. Like I said, I know we're running out of time here, Carl, but yes, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come on your program. I appreciate what you and Linda do. And I'll continue to fight for the North State and try to bring some sense to this place down here.
Well, you know, Brian, we appreciate the fact that, you know, we have you on once a month for these updates. And plus, you're here all the time and what you do for our district, your district and our people up here. So thank you so much.
You bet. Take care.
You bet. Take care.
Bye now.
Assemblyman Brian Daly is our guest. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to some experts out of UC California Davis. I've been talking about it all week, but it's really, I think after listening to what Brian said today about the water, is even more important. What we're going to be talking about is the future of water here in California, species that will have to just disappear because it's going to take water to keep them alive. And what's that species? Should it be us or the smelt? Just a thought there. Okay. Maybe it should be partially us and partially smelt. Who knows? Maybe smelt have got more of a purpose than, you know, parts of our society. I'm not sure. But we want to talk about that. We're going to be talking, I want to put together a couple of shows on water, and just the problems of water. I just don't think people realize. I didn't until I started reading this latest book that I've got on the problems with water throughout the United States west of that meridian. Where it's desert, that we are trying to keep deserts green, that we're shooting water 150 feet in the air and watching it just disappear because of evaporation. Why we water streets instead of yards, and why are we watering yards, and the gross amount of water that we're using, and that in the 25 years ago, 30 years ago, they were thinking it's we need to use the water, it's we have to use the water. Well, it's not like that anymore. And water is getting to be such a valuable commodity. I mean, you're watching the oil being pumped out of the earth. And the Saudis realized how much oil they had left, so they started slowing down their production. Of course, then, you know, of course, oil became worth more. There is so much oil underneath underneath the soil of our country. It could be one way of handling a lot of these debts. But water, like oil, is, you know, water is where it comes back. It refills, but at such a slow, slow, slow rate that there's no way that we can keep this up. So I want to talk about that. I think this is something that we all need to address. And this is another part about representation for the North State. Because if they want the water, they will put restrictions. Trust me. They will put restrictions on people's water up here to be able to get the water down to the population centers that are just deserts. But they're going to still do that. Anyway, okay. Hey, everybody have a great day. And we'll be having that. Oh, we're having people with the water on. That'll be Thursday because today is just Tuesday. I keep forgetting it's Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Down.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Here we go again. Arctic-like temperatures and heavy snow for much of the East Coast.
We are actually looking for some accumulating snows as far south as the Virginia-North Carolina border. Could see an inch or two in that area and all the way as far north as coastal Maine, down east Maine.
Bob Hurley with the National Weather Service here in Washington. Government offices shut down today ahead of the snowfall. Thousands of flights have been canceled. A different type of storm swirling around New Jersey. Governor Chris Christie, as he begins his second term today, but Bob Engel, co-author of a book on Christie, says so far he sees nothing that disqualifies Christie from running for president.
2016 may be 3 years away on the calendar, but in political life, that's like 50 years. So all bets are off at this time. It certainly doesn't look good for him right now. But down the road, all this may be just a footnote in history.
Engel says Christie may play hardball.